104.7 Andy and Mal. It's 8:06. We're going to top out at 54 today. Nice and sunny. Okay, so movies that freaked you out. What movie freaks you out the most?
You know, the funny thing is I don't know half of these or watched them because...
I know. I'm kind of unfamiliar with most of them, too, because I've always stayed away from the horror genre until the last couple of years.
No, I still stay away from them.
One that is really... one of the movies that has scared me the most is really old. The original Night of the Living Dead.
Mm.
It's black and white.
Oh.
I know. Black and white. That's not HD. I'm not watching that.
No, I'm just saying that when it's like that, it's a little more in the creepy side.
It was
That's what I meant. I wasn't being snotty.
Opening scene in a cemetery. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's just really good, too. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Movie that freaked you out the most. Text, I'm getting Pet Sematary, The Sixth Sense.
That's not scary.
I didn't think it was all that scary.
I actually seen that one. That was
The Butterfly Effect. Is that really a scary movie?
I think it might be suspenseful.
Suspenseful. I suppose it doesn't have to be horror to freak you out.
Yeah. Like, I had some anxiety watching The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I suppose. Let's see. Christina is on the phone. How are you, Christina?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, movie good. That freaked you out the most.
Okay. I would say probably, have you seen It before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, It. Clowns are just not my thing. And I will never forget that movie. It's old, but it's scary.
Yeah, the, well, it was made for TV, too.
What?
It was made for TV. It was a miniseries on ABC. I'll never forget it because I had read like half the book, but it's like 1,200 pages and I never finished it.
All right.
But the, yeah, it was a made-for-TV movie on ABC.
You would not want to go to Mexico City right now because they have a clown convention going on. There's like over 800 clowns there right now.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
How creepy would that be?
You know, usually it's movies that have anything to do with like spirits or anything like that that freak me out. Murder movies, not so much, but It just did it for me. I just can't watch it.
The combination of clowns and murder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm not okay with that. So, yep, that would be mine.
Well, stay away from killer clowns from outer space then, too. That's the other one you got to avoid.
Sounds good. I'm hoping I don't run into any.
Yeah.
Of those.
Thanks for the call, Christina.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Killer clowns from outer space is one of the cheesiest scary movies ever.
If it's cheesy, it wouldn't scare me.
It was intentionally cheesy and kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, even the killer clowns themselves just look ridiculous.
Hmm.
I don't think it was meant to be a serious horror flick.
Okay. Then that's all right.
At all. Let's see here. Shannon is on the phone. How are you, Shannon?
What?
How are you?
I'm fine, sorry. How are you?
Good. So, what movie freaked you out?
Have you guys ever heard of I Spit on Your Grave?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's creepy.
Spit on Your Grave?
I Spit on Your Grave.
I Spit on Your Grave.
It's ever freaked me out. It's disgusting.
Weird. That's an odd name.
There's a girl out in the country and a bunch of guys rape her, and then they think they kill her, and then she comes back and does really messed up things to them.
Oh.
Ooh. Ultimate revenge.
So is she... Is she actually, she didn't die? They just left her for dead?
They thought that she was dead. They thought that they shot her and she drowned. So she gave them a while and then came back so that they weren't expecting her. And they had really graphic, disgusting things that she did to them. It was nasty.
Yeah, well, the cover of the, I'm looking at it on IMDb. She's got a nice tush. Just saying.
That's fine.
She looks good with a knife in her hand.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Movie Hostage with Bruce Willis isn't scary, but it definitely freaked me out, was a text message I got.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. Amy is on the phone. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Pretty good. You're talking fast. Sounds good. Okay. What's movie freaked you out the most?
Beaches.
I was waiting to see who was going to say something corny.
Yep, that was... No, it wasn't really the one. As a kid, the movie that freaked me out the most was Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I'm trying to think of what movies a kid freaked me out.
I stayed away from any freaky movies when I was a kid because I didn't like them,
see,
so I didn't watch any of them.
We rented them, and I had friends over, and we had this whole night of it, and my mom would come home after her night shift on the weekends and scare the crap out of us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But as an adult, I like the ones that are more suspenseful and make you think. Did you ever see The Others with Nicole Kidman in it?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Her husband died in the war, and in this fit of rage, she kills herself and her children, but they don't realize they're dead. And they think the people living in their house are the ones really the ghosts because she can't even see them. Oh, it is messed up.
Well, weird. Spoiler alert
so
there.
Good.
Thanks for the call, Amy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. So if you're about to watch Others, or The Others, I guess Amy just ruined that one.
I think
for
that's
you.
Been out for a while.
I
so
know,
you can't
I know,
really
I know,
call
I know,
the
I know.
Spoiler alert on that.
I know. But what if I had just, you know, gotten it?
I mean, I think that we should do a spoiler alert, like, timetable. Like, I think if it's over a year old, it no longer can be considered a spoiler alert.
I think
alert.
A year old on DVD.
Yeah. So it's been out on DVD for at least a year.
So it's, yeah, I could agree with that.
Because I think when you have ones that have been out for a while, it's not a spoiler anymore.
Yeah,
you just
not really.
Haven't seen it yet.
We've got music coming up from Alex Clare, also Maroon 5. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:23. We're going to top out today at 54. Going to be nice and sunny. High school football games tonight. Weather should be okay for that. The only problem is you might have to drive a long way. What is it?
I can't remember who.
Somebody from around here has to go to Spearfish tonight. I think it's Harrisburg. Or no, it's Dakota Valley. Dakota Valley has to go to Spearfish.
Better leave now.
Yeah. That's kind of a trip. Well, it was 413 miles from Beersford to Spearfish when I went to college there.
Yowza.
So Dakota Valley is another however much farther.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm right on that. Yeah, Dakota Valley at Spearfish.
But after that long ride, though, because especially going in bus.
In a school bus, too. Dakota Valley, they got money down there. They probably got like a coach.
I think that they should leave now, though, just to get their bearings straight before the game.
Well, they don't really have much to get used to. The place where they change is right next to the field, and it won't be difficult.
Okay.
So they play at the college field out there, Lyle-Hare Stadium. Been there once or twice.
Yeah.
Brookings is at Washington. I had that wrong earlier. Pierre is at Brandon Valley. Yankton is at O'Gorman, and Lincoln at Roosevelt. So for the first time in a long time, only two games at Howard Wood tonight. Roosevelt goes to my church, and a lot of times there'll be three games at Howard Wood because all three Sioux Falls schools, public schools, are hosting.
Oh,
so they'll start at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yikes!
And play games all day out there, but. Nope. One of them is on the, well, Lincoln is playing Roosevelt. That's why. Two birds, one stone. Let's see here. Harrisburg is, at home against West Central. That should be a good one tonight. Just looking for the local games around here and some of the small schools. I might not know any of them. So, I don't know who's playing where or what or whatever, but anyway. So, let's see. Oh, Canastota is at home against Wall. Some of these towns, I don't know if they're even local or not. I don't think any of the... Oh, Viber Hurley's at home against Hitchcock Tulare.
Wow.
So there you go.
All right.
Duel at Tri-Valley. St. Thomas More at Flandreau. There, West River. And there we go. Oh, Parkston at Aberdeen, Ron Colley. There.
Okay, stop now.
I probably left somebody out and they're going to get mad and send an email. Sorry. If you're playing football tonight, good luck. So
yeah, go team.
Speaking of high school football, this is a story that's going to give you chills. Arizona's Queen Creek High School has an undefeated football team this season. Their quarterback, Carson Jones, is taking a stand against bullying. Chai Johnson, I think is how you say her name, is a 16-year-old special needs student at the school who was being bullied because she has a brain disorder called microcephaly. I'm probably saying it wrong. It makes her head smaller than normal. And earlier this year, some girls threw garbage on her during lunch. So Chai's mother emailed Carson and asked him if he could find out who was picking on her daughter. Instead, Carson took matters into his own hands. He invited Chai to sit with the team at lunch the next day, and she's had lunch with them every day since. They also keep an eye on her in the hall to make sure there's no trouble between classes and stuff like that.
I love it when the quarterback becomes even more of a hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes they always think because they're popular or whatever, they can be a jerk. I hate those kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But when they actually have like a heart of gold like that, that is way cool.
Yeah.
Way cool.
That is very cool. I would love to know what is going through the head of the girls who are like bullying her, though. That's the part I don't get.
What, and picking on somebody with a disability?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It boggles my mind. Why would you ever think that was okay?
I don't understand what goes through the minds of a bully anyway. You know, obviously they have self-esteem issues that they have to pick on somebody.
But anyway, so, but that's a very cool story.
Mm-hmm.
The Taco John's is giving, sorry. they're doing a benefit for Andrew Steen, the state trooper who was injured a couple of weeks ago. Until 10:30 this morning, if you get breakfast at Taco John's, my wife stopped and picked up a couple burritos for us this morning.
Mmm, deliciousness.
When I ran to the can, I saw somebody coming in the building here with some Taco John's. 50%
nice.
Of that is going to help out Andrew Steen. So, go get some Taco John's this morning. Going to a good cause. We've got dirt on the way. The internet quote of the day, Mal, is...
coming. I never make the same mistake twice. I make it about 5 or 6 times, just to be sure.
Well, at least 3 times this morning where you weren't ready for the internet quote of the day.
Only twice.
You didn't print it.
Only twice. I know I didn't print it. Actually, I thought I did, and I went and checked, and it didn't print.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk.
Yeah. Thanks.
8:28, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 8:42, up to 54 today. It's 36 right now. So, the election, like all the polls say that the race is very, very tight. Like, who's going to win the presidential election?
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens if there is, and it's possible, what if there's a tie? Or if both get fewer than 270 electoral college votes, because to win, you have to have more than 270.
Yeah, this is crazy, actually, because it's a possibility.
Here's what would happen. If there's a tie when the electoral, because technically the election isn't finalized till the electoral college meets on December 17th, and then mm-hmm. they actually do the voting. Well, if there's a tie on election day and then there's no change by December 17th, because technically, even though they voted one way, you know, everybody voted for the delegates to vote this way, one of them could go the other.
Right.
So here's what happens. And I did not know this. The newly elected House of Representatives would choose the next president as instructed by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So that would likely go to Romney.
Right.
If there's a tie. The Senate takes care of the vice president. They would elect the vice president. And since that's predominantly Democratic, that would probably go to Joe Biden. So you would have a Romney-Biden White House.
How weird would that be?
It would be unprecedented.
And kind of cool.
And yeah, it would be, honestly.
Yeah. Crazy enough that that could even possibly happen. I mean, just mind blown.
At least they thought of it back in the day. The thing I've never understood is, why don't our individual votes actually count instead of this electoral college thing?
Right.
Why can't like my vote just actually count? Because when you vote for everything else, it counts. When you vote for president, it really doesn't count.
I know. I've never understood that.
I mean, technically it does, but it doesn't because your vote doesn't decide who wins. Your vote decides who votes for who wins.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. Anyway, I just found that absolutely fascinating that that could happen. If you're going to go buy a variety pack for Halloween, mentioned this earlier this morning, I counted the variety pack my wife bought.
Mm-hmm.
Because looking through the window of the package, it looked like there was an awful lot of Whoppers and cookies and cream Hershey bars and not very many Hershey bars and Reese's peanut butter cups.
They're sneaky.
Counted it up. How many pieces there were? There were 160 pieces.
So at least we didn't there get, was that.
Although one of the Whoppers was only had one Whopper in it, and the package was a little
so
messed
159 up. 159 and a third.
Yeah, basically. But here is the breakdown. Out of 160 pieces of candy that was in the variety pack, we had 77 Whoppers. We had
a lot of Whoppers.
33 Hershey's cookies and cream. So more than double the Whoppers. To the second most.
Mm-hmm.
Regular chocolate Hershey bars, 22. 15 Reese's peanut butter cups and only 11 Reese's pieces in this gigantic package.
It's crazy.
So beware of the value pack. You don't know what you're actually getting.
You're going to get mostly the stuff
you're
that nobody wants.
You're going to get a bunch of stuff that nobody wants.
I had a text message actually from Kat, and she said, Andy was right. I just sorted a bag of 100 pieces, and about half was Whoppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just avoid the variety pack. Buy what you actually want.
Just do that.
Yeah. Buy what people will actually like and what you will actually eat when it's left over.
Exactly.
Because we got the same variety pack last year. We had Whoppers left over until about 2 weeks ago. I'm not kidding. I am dead serious.
You could take them and put them and make chocolate malts.
You could. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Well, the
how?
Because the malt inside of a Whopper is
the malted milk.
The malted stuff. Yeah, it's
you'd have
same
to, like,
kind of stuff
crush
you use.
It.
Yeah.
But okay.
But it would give you the malt flavoring.
All right. Or you could just use them as little BBs. You know, to like throw at your sister or your brother. If you're
could.
A little,
maybe
you
know, a slingshot.
Slingshot, yeah. I would have shot a Whopper at my brother when I was a kid. Probably too old for it. Ah, who am I kidding? We're not too old to be shooting Whoppers at each other now. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:55. We're going to top out at 54 today. Nice and sunny. So there's a guy who got a tattoo of the Mitt Romney campaign logo.
Really?
On his face.
On his face?
He got paid $15,000 to tattoo it on his face.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That red and blue R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who paid him $15,000 to do this?
Let's see. He turned down the highest bid. Well, basically, the backstory of this is he wanted to raise some money for himself. So he auctioned off a 5x2-inch square space or 5x2-inch space on the right side of his head. Right next to his eye. So it's like basically on his temple.
Okay.
And the bidder on eBay got to choose the tattoo that would go there. He ended up turning down the highest bid because the bidder requested something lewd. He wouldn't say what it was, but the rules of the auction specified that the tattoo couldn't be racist or offensive.
Good idea.
The second highest bidder was a Republican who paid $15,000 to tattoo a Mitt Romney campaign logo on his face.
Okay.
So he was cool with the choice because he said he's a registered Republican anyway. Now he's planning to auction off space on his forehead. But he says he won't get an O for Barack Obama.
I totally want to do this.
Get a tattoo on your face for $15,000?
$15,000?
Is it worth $15,000?
I don't know.
I wouldn't do it for $15,000.
As long as I can yay or nay it.
But no. On your face?
I don't know.
It's only $15,000. For my face, you're going to have to come up with a big dollar amount. I'm thinking like half a mil at least.
You know, I mean, that'd be a nice, easy way to get some Christmas money.
Yeah, real easy.
Won't do my face. Maybe like my right here or my arm.
Well, the idea, the face is the most valuable real estate. Who would pay you to get an arm tattoo?
They might.
Nobody would.
Why? Why do you think?
$15,000? No.
I don't think they would do $15,000, but.
No. You might get $50.
I bet you I could get some cash.
Maybe $100 or so.
Well, it's got to be more than whatever the cost of the tattoo is.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody would care. It would
you
have to be
know.
On your face to be worth it.
I guess that'd be all right. I could cover it up with my hair or makeup.
Well, the thing is,
if I didn't like it.
It didn't say in the story how long the specified time was, but you could always get it removed later.
Yeah.
As painful as that would be on your face.
Mm-hmm. It would be painful to get the tattoo, I think, there anyway.
Even to get it in the first place, though, I'm thinking half a mil at least.
That's just because you're scared of getting a tattoo.
No, it's just I am not that big of a... I'm not going to just get a tattoo. $15,000? That's like not even a new car.
But maybe he really needed the money.
I guess. It's not enough money for me to get a tattoo on my face of Mitt Romney's logo.
It can come off.
It's not magic marker. It's not like it'll just fade away. It's there.
It can be removed.
It can be, yeah. And why don't you do some research on how much it costs to get a tattoo removed and see if it's worth it in the end.
Well, you set some money aside.
Yeah.
In the savings account.
It'd probably take a third or more of it just to get it removed.
I wonder, I am curious how
much
it is.
It's not cheap to get a tattoo removed. I bet it would cost almost half of the original $15,000 to get that tattoo removed.
You think it costs that much?
I bet it is.
Huh.
Well, you do anything in a doctor's office, it seems like it's $1,000.
Well,
so
that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got music on the way here very, very soon from Taylor Swift. She's everywhere and she's next. Hang on. Come on, play, please. Thank you. No, not going to play? Okay. This is going to be fun. I'm going to try one more time and not use the mouse.
It's like roulette.
Yeah.
Hot 1047.com.